I'll first ask Evie Yates to come and boast in her Savior.
Hello, my name is Evie Yates. I'm 11 years old, and I am in sixth grade. Ever since I was born, I was exposed to the gospel. I always went to church and answered questions and considered myself a good girl. When I was 7 or 8, I prayed to God to forgive me of my sins every night. I did it every night because I wasn't sure if God answered my prayers. I only really wanted to be in heaven, not hell. I did not want God. I wanted the fun things in heaven. I didn't want to give up my sin. My grandpa died about 2 years ago. I was so surprised. He died in an airplane crash. I thought to myself, why did God let him die? But then I remembered that God is in control, and I thought about what Poppy, my grandpa, would want me to do. Then I realized that he would want me to turn from my sins. God knew he would die, and he didn't say, whoops, didn't mean to let that happen. No, he is in control. It was then I started seeing my sin and why it was bad. It went on over and over. Then I knew I needed a Savior. I always had heard it. I knew the answer is Jesus. This time I understood that Jesus gave up his holy, perfect life in his kingdom for my sinful, hateful life. Proverbs 21:2 says, all a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. My way of a good girl seemed right at the time, but the Lord weighs the heart. Romans 6:23 may seem familiar. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. My way of a good girl would lead to death, but now I have Christ Jesus as my Lord, the gift of God. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Now I enjoy reading the Bible and making sense of it. I also look forward to Sundays and church, not just to be with my friends, but to hear and learn about God. Now I see a difference in my response to sin. When I sin, I feel bad and want to confess and admit. I still get angry at my siblings, but I try to calm down because now I love them in a different way than my old life. I am not up here to say, look at me, I am better than you who are not Christians. No, I am up here to boast in Christ Jesus and ask you non-believers to turn from your sin as I did.
Evie, because of your profession of faith, your love for the Lord Jesus, it is my joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.